Right now, Tropical Storm Henri is making its way through Connecticut and other parts of the Northeast. New York and Rhode Island are in the path of the storm, as is Connecticut, where public safety is a major concern due to the heavy rain and gusty winds. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano is watching the storm for us in a shoreline town called Old Saybrook. Hey, Frankie.
How are you, Susan?
I'm good. There's been an effort there to evacuate people on the Connecticut shoreline. Do you have any update on those efforts?
Yeah, that effort really in earnest yesterday from the local fire department and the police chief as well. They were knocking on doors, handing out these pink papers telling folks to evacuate. That was yesterday. Today, at this point, if folks aren't evacuated, they're telling them to hunker down and just stay in their homes, because in this weather, we're getting a lot of rain. There's spillover onto the roads. There's some flooding. So they just don't want folks to be on the roads right now.
How is it going there? What can you tell us about the flooding at this stage?
So at least the rain has let up a little bit. The wind gusts are getting a little worse over here. But again, some water spilling over onto land here. I'm at a marina, and there's been some water spilling over to land. I spoke to the owner of this marina, who was out here with his manager of the marina, trying to kind of make sure that the lines on the dock were okay and tight, so that boats wouldn't kind of fly into the resort area that they have. There are still here people staying at the resort, believe it or not. But they're just worried about that coming undone and affecting folks and maybe crashing into the building. And he just said that he didn't think that the weather was as bad as he thought it was going to be, and he said that sometimes this flooding could be actually worse. So I guess some good news here in southern Connecticut. Maybe the storm not as bad as they thought it could be.
That is certainly good news. We've been hearing from other officials that the storms could cause widespread power outages. Where you are in Connecticut, what's the power situation?
Yeah, so a total of about 69% is what Eversource, which is the largest company in Connecticut for delivering power. They expect up to 69% of their customers to be without power by the end of this.
Wow.
Right now, it's about 2% of folks in Connecticut that have Eversource that are without power. So not bad, but I will say over the last hour or so, about 8,000 people have lost power. So it looks like those numbers are climbing a little bit.
It's been something like 30 years since a storm of this nature has hit the region. Do you have a sense from your reporting and talking to local officials there that they're prepared for this kind of storm?
The energy grid is always the concern. You're talking about federal infrastructure dollars, things like that. Folks really want that so that they can repair the energy infrastructure. And it all goes back to Tropical Storm Irene and Hurricane Sandy that happened here about 10 years ago. That's what folks think about. So that's why there was such an effort to evacuate people and do things like that. But now as the storm kind of lets up, the really focus will be on the energy grid and concern that there could be power outages for up to 21 days here, it sounds like.
Wow. Connecticut Public Radio, Frankie Graziano, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me, Susan. I appreciate it.